The Trump administration has canceled funding for a grant program that acts as a lifeline for children who are both deaf and blind in Wisconsin. The state's Deaf Blind Technical Assistance Project got word in August that the Department of Education would not fund the remaining 3 years of its grant. That's a cut of more than $500,000. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kochel looked into the program's impact and what will happen in the wake of the cuts.
You're listening to the sound of the Fond du Lac High School Marching Band. This video is from their state performance from last October. Standing alongside the front line playing a drum is Liam Anderson. Anderson was born with hearing and sight, but a nasty bout of bacterial meningitis when he was 3 years old left him with hearing and vision loss, as well as a host of other medical complications. Standing behind Anderson in this video is his intervener named Mary. Interveners like Mary are people who are trained by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. They specifically work with students who are both deaf and blind. Liam's mom, Jody, says working with Mary has changed her son's entire outlook on life.
She has been a lifeline and the reason why Liam has been so successful in many things in his life.
Since the 1960s, a program called the Wisconsin Deaf-Blind Technical Assistance Project has provided vital resources like interveners, Braille workshops, support groups, and caregiver training to help students succeed. Since 2008, the State Department of Education has run the program, which uses federal funds. The program called WDB-TAP serves 170 people in Wisconsin between birth and age 21.
WDB-TAP has been with me since I was four.
That's Sid Miller, a participant in the program who lives in Cedar Grove, Wisconsin. He is 19 years old and has been deaf and severely visually impaired since birth. We spoke via Zoom call. Miller used live closed captioning software to track what I was saying in real time. My words were projected onto a large screen that he could read from just a few inches away. Miller says he wouldn't have even known that technology existed if not for WDB-TAP.
They were able to give us suggestions, accommodations, and technology that other people would not be able to provide, and WDB-TAP is unique in that way.
In late August, the Federal Department of Education notified Wisconsin education officials that it was pulling $551,000 from the project. That money was meant to sustain the program for 3 more years before renewal. The Trump administration's justification was that the project's hiring practices, quote, conflict with the department's policy of prioritizing merit, fairness, and excellence in education, end quote. Families I spoke to said that they were told the grant was also pulled because its application materials included the words transition and privilege. The first, transition, in reference to helping participants transition from high school to life after school. The second, privilege, was apparently included in a testimonial from a family that said it was a privilege to participate in the project. Adrian Klenz runs the Center for Deafblind Persons in West Allis, where he works with adults who age out of the state WDB-TAP program. He highlighted the relatively small cost of the program, just under $200,000 a year.
It's not that the money's not there. They're just going to reallocate it somewhere else. And that's what's even more frustrating, is it's not like, hey, we just don't have money, guys, so we have to cut this program. It's like, oh, we came across some words we don't like, so we're going to get rid of your funding and give it to somebody else. Well, great. But now you've got 170 children and their families that are now left in the dark because of that.
The U.S. Department of Education did not return a call for comment or clarification. Families interviewed for this story believe that the Trump administration also targeted the program because it embodies diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. That's a concept that Trump has railed against. The project's coordinators have appealed the department's decision, but funding is set to expire on September 30th. For now, a crucial lifeline for many vulnerable students across Wisconsin might be lost. Families are fearful about what could happen next. Catherine Kochel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.